Coach, I know this was probably a tough decision. You've had a good program over the last 4 years. And of course, resigning here as the head volleyball coach for Scott City. What kind of went into the decision to decide to step down now?
This year, you know, I have three boys that are all involved in football, you know, at some sort of level. And it got a little tougher this year, just not being able to make those football games and being able to be a part of that. And, you know, it just really at the end of the season, I started to just kind of think on that. And, you know, we had conversations with my family members, and it just really, after a couple of weeks, I just kind of thought, you know, I don't get this time back with my kids. And as much as, you know, these girls become like my kids, you know, during the season, I don't want to look back and ever feel like, you know, I missed out on so much. And so, you know, at this point in time, that was really just, it's what's best for my family. And although it was, like you said, it was such a tough decision, and it was a decision that, you know, it's probably going to be tough for a long time. It's going to be tough when summer stuff starts, and it's going to be tough when the season starts. And I'm going to miss so many things about it, but you know, I'll be happy getting to be the mom in the stands supporting my boys. So,
well, as you look back at you know, this year, we can start a little bit about this year. This is one of the most unusual, toughest seasons. How tough was this? Just have so much more on your plate with all the COVID stuff and try to deal with that on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it added, you know, another level of stress, and it, you know, it, you saw schools shutting down or going into quarantine, and every day, you know, you'd wake up and think, is today the day? And, you know, we kind of talked last night at our banquet. I think we're one of the luckiest to be able to coach and teach in our school district, just because we have a school district with administrators and board members and parents that are pushing to keep us open, and they know the importance of being in school, and they know the importance of sports and what it does for kids as far as that, you know, their mental health and everything else. And so I just, you know, I think although it provided a lot of stress for us, it also, you know, it didn't as much as it does in other districts, just because we knew that people were backing us the whole entire time, and they were going to push for us and push to keep us in. And we knew that, you know, if there was a possibility that we could stay in, they were going to keep us in. And luckily we did get to have a season, and we got to finish it and see it all the way through. And so, you know, I consider ourselves one of the lucky ones for sure this year.
You know, you kind of reflect back. You guys have had a really good run over the last 4 years under your leadership there, and 22-15 this year, just a roller coaster. But over the last 4 years, what do you take away from what you saw with your program and with what the players were able to do during that time?
You know, coming into this 4 years ago, you know, to say that I was just absolutely ready to step in as a head coach, I don't think I could probably say that with a whole lot of confidence. And, you know, I don't know that our administration could probably say that either. You know, I think they took a big chance on me with not a ton of experience and being young and no head coaching experience. But, you know, I owe it all to the girls. They bought in to me, and they've just worked so hard for me. And I've just been really blessed, you know, with the athletes that I have gotten to work with, which has been so many. And, you know, last night at the banquet, just kind of thinking back on the last 4 years of all these phenomenal athletes and just outstanding girls that I've gotten to coach and work with and be a part of their lives for a little bit. It's just been really, really wonderful. And, you know, I feel like Scott City Volleyball is definitely gone up and up and up, you know, the last few years here, and I think it's just going to continue to do that. We've got great athletes coming that, you know, put in the work and put in the time, not only into volleyball, but in the weight room and, you know, into other sports, and that's what is exciting to see. And, you know, although I won't be a part of that coaching anymore, I'll definitely now be a part of that cheering section for them, and just really hoping to continue to watch it succeed.
Well, it's definitely been fun over the last 4 years here watching you coach there. Coming in, came in a few years ago, the year before, as an assistant and then as a head coach there, but you're also part of that program. And how special was it to, as you look back, to take over for your alma mater?
That was, you know, what was the most special was, you know, getting to come back and teach here, and then getting to take over a program that, you know, I loved so much growing up, and I loved getting to play for, and then getting to coach for it. And it's just been, you know, it provides some difficulty at times, you know, coaching in your hometown, but it's been a great ride, and I'm forever thankful for the opportunity that I've gotten. And you know, I'm always going to be a Beaver volleyball fan first, and that's what I'm continuing to be. And so, like I said, it's been great to be able to be a part of that, and I'm just really thankful that I was able to come back here and be able to coach for them.
Thanks again, as always, here for all the interviews and putting up with me over the last 4 years. And like I said, it's fun watching your program. And I guess, you know, enjoy your time here with your family and your kids as they continue to grow up.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate everything over the years. Appreciate all your support.